Okay, Ben Hashem, today we're continuing in the second parak of Masachas Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So it says Mishnah Beis, Hasamich Sukkaso Bekari Amita Kshera. If a person supports the schach of his sukkah with the boards of his bed, then it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emen Yichal Lam B'Fneatzma Psula, that if the sukkah can't stand on its own without the support of the bed, then it's possible, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, is Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitaso, he holds that the sukkah needs to be a very sturdy kind of structure. So essentially, the bed is outside the sukkah, and the schach is supported by one of the ends of the bed frame. So the sukkah is not going to remain standing for very long, because people very often like to move their beds, and Rabbi Yehuda says that's a problem, because the sukkah needs to have a certain sense of kvius. So now, says the Mishnah Vayter, sukkah hamiduv lelas, if a sukkah has more sunlight than shade, because the schach is uneven, I mean the schach is not one flat layer, it's like two layers, and every piece of schach at one height, and you have every other piece of schach at one height, and every other piece of schach at another height. So the sun sort of sneaks in through the height differential. Or a sukkah just is very sparse in terms of the amount of schach it has. So it has more sunlight that it allows through than shade. Kshera. In any of those cases, it has more shade than sunlight, even if it's just barely more shade than sunlight. Kshera. In either of those cases, the sukkah is kosher. In the first case, the sukkah is kosher because we view the schach as if it were flat, and if it were flat, it would be fully covered. In the second case, even though the schach is somewhat sparse, as long as it's a majority of schach rather than sunlight, it's going to be kosher. If you very densely cover the sukkah with schach, and it's like a house, even though it's so densely covered that you're not able to see any stars from inside the sukkah is still going to be kosher. So what every child learns, that you need to be able to see the stars from inside the sukkah, ideally yes, but it's still going to be kosher, even though l'chadchila you should be able to see the stars. Now Mishnah Gimel talks about four cases of a sukkah that is not built directly on the ground. If a person builds a sukkah on top of a wagon, or on top of a boat, kshera, because even though it's not so stable, it's considered to be a makom dira. So even though it could be moved from one place to another, a sukkah on a boat can be blown down by a wind at sea, it's still considered a place where people live, and despite the fact that it's a very temporary kind of living, they're kosher sukkah, because a sukkah is meant to be a temporary kind of living. But a sukkah on a boat at least has to be strong enough to withstand ruach matsuya, because then it wouldn't even be a temporary dwelling, it wouldn't be a dwelling at all. Now barosha ilan o al gabe gamal, but if you build a sukkah on top of a tree or on top of a camel, kshera, it's kosher, ve'in olum b'yom tov, that even though it's kosher, you're not able to go into it on yom tov, because it's aser to climb a tree on yom tov, and it's aser to climb on a living animal on Yom Tov. The concern of climbing a tree is that you might pull off one of the branches, and with riding an animal also, you might pull off a branch to whip the animal, or prod the animal in some way or another. Now, shtayim bi'ilan va'achas b'dei adam. What if two of the walls of the sukkah are resting on the tree, and one is a man-made wall built on the ground? O shtayim b'dei adam va'achas bi'ilan, or vice versa. It's two man-made walls built on the ground, and one from the tree. Ksheira ve'in ol labiyom tov. The sukkah is kosher, still can't go in on yom tov, because if the tree weren't there, you wouldn't have a sukkah. So that means that you're sort of climbing a tree to go on the sukkah. Shalosh b'dei adam v'achas b'ilan, but if you have three valid walls that are normal walls, that are regular man-made walls, and only one of the walls is a tree wall, then ksheira ve'olam l'b'yom tov. Then not only is it kosher, you're allowed to use it on yom tov, because if the tree wasn't there, the sukkah would still be a valid kosher sukkah. So the Mishnah tells us, zeh haklal, the rule to follow is very simple. Kol shenita li'ilan v'chol olam b'fnei atzma. If you would take away the tree, and the sukkah would still be independent, it would be able to stand on its own, kshera v'olam l'b'yom tov, then it's kosher, and you're allowed to go in such a sukkah on yom tov. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that if a sukkah is supported by a bedpost that's outside of the sukkah, then it's machlokas. Tanakhama says it's kosher, but the Rabbi Yehuda says if it's not able to stand independently, it's pasul. We then said that if you have a sukkah where there are two levels of schach, or it's very sparse schach, but it's at least more shade than sunlight, it's kosher. And if you have very thick schach, to the point that you're not able to see the stars, that's also kosher. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that a sukkah on top of a wagon or a boat is kosher, and you're even allowed to use it. A sukkah on top of a tree or a camel is kosher for Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And then we defined what kind of sukkah is considered to be in a tree. So we said any time that if the tree weren't there, the sukkah would still be kosher, meaning you have at least three walls outside of the tree, it's going to be kosher. But if you don't have three walls aside from the tree, then while it may be kosher, you're not going to be allowed to use such a sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet.